Thank you for tuning in to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. Utah is a great place for growing apples. The warm summers and cold winters help create an optimal environment for many varieties of apple. Sean Olson is a retired USU Extension agent in agriculture and horticulture who has helped with all aspects of apples. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much.
First, what suggestions do you have for those who are wanting to plant apple trees?
Well, there's a lot of really good varieties. So I think the first thing is to consider how you're going to use it. Do you want it for fresh eating? Do you want it for juice or for making desserts? Also, it's good to look at some semi-dwarf apples so they don't get too large, so they're easier to take care of. And some of the important things are proper pruning, fruit thinning, and then being aware of pest problems and dealing with those as needed.
You just talked a bit about pruning. When is the best time to plant and prune new trees?
The best time to plant is in the spring. That's when the trees are most available. And pruning is generally done in March. Apples are generally trained to a central leader system with a main trunk and then several sets of branches coming off of that. And the key is to make sure that the branches are spaced out so you get good light penetration down into all parts of the tree.
What are some common mistakes that growers should avoid?
Apples need full sunlight. They need good soil. And the other thing is, making sure that you're willing and set up to control pests as needed. For example, apples will get coddling moth or the worm in the apple, but there's been research done at USU that shows you can spray two or three times and only get about 10% damage. And so there's ways to manage the pests and not have to take up too much time and effort. The other thing is to thin the fruit as needed so there's room for each fruit to grow and they're well spaced along the branches.
Well, finally, what can one do to ensure the health of new as well as established apple trees?
They need good watering after they're planted. Just dig down in the soil a few inches, make sure the soil's staying moist. The other thing is start training the tree as soon as you plant it and in the first 2 years to establish a good structure and branch structure, and there's not a lot of crossing or diseased or dead branches.
All right. Sean Olson is a retired USU Extension agent in agriculture and horticulture from Davis County. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
And we will provide links and resources on this topic. Visit upr.org. We'll bring you more from Utah State University Extension's Education Highlight coming up next week.